Blog Talk Radio.
Every day of my life, I get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way, and He does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all. Talking about the Lord now.
Keep on blessing me.
right, all right, all right. He keep on blessing me over and over and over and over again. Amen. Praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Praise God. Welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Ministry Radio. Amen. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil on the Hour of Power and Praise. Good morning to you. Thank you for allowing me to come into your space this morning. Praise God. We thank and praise God on this morning. Do we have a word for you? Yes, we do. Hallelujah. The Lord has a word for us, y'all. So with that being said, I just like to pray, amen. That song just really kind of did me good this morning, picked me up this morning, praise God. He keep on blessing me over and over and over again. Almost a two-step in here, y'all. Come on now. Hallelujah. God is amazing. He know how to get us up. He knows how to just shift our spirit into the things of him. So now, amen, let us go into the realm where he's at, amen. Come out of our flesh, praise God, hallelujah. I may know that the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing, praise God. So we thank and praise God on this morning for you, you, and you. Let me pray. Father, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. We just give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory, Lord Jesus. We just give you glory, Father God. On this day, Father God, this is the day that you made. You said we shall rejoice, rejoice and be glad in it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as I come, God, this morning, Lord, humbling myself before you this morning, Lord Jesus, I ask that you touch us, Lord God. God, from the crown of our head, God, to the soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, let your blood prevail, God, against anything that's not like you this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we ask, Lord God, that your word will go out with power and authority this morning, Lord God, that the Holy Ghost will sit in me this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that I will move out the way that the power of God may resurrect, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, and we say thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, bless thy people, Lord God, all around the world, Father God. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. And we say thank you for it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, as I prepare myself, God, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit, I ask that you move by your Holy Spirit on this morning, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, go into their homes, God, this morning. Yes, Holy Ghost, we thank you for it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to set the atmosphere, God, wherever we are at, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we know that when your presence show up, everything else has to be dismissed, Lord. Everything bows to your name, Father God, and we thank you for it right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, have your way this morning. Move by your mighty power, God, this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we say thank you, we thank you, we thank you, and we praise you this morning. In Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving in our heart, and our soul says amen on this morning. Good morning. This morning, I want to talk to us, amen. I have a scripture, and it's coming from Amos, the prophet, amen, Amos 3:3, very small scripture, but very, very powerful scripture, amen, hallelujah. It says, two walk together except they agree. How can two walk together except they be agreed? And when I thought about, can two walk together except they agree, a lot of times we use this scripture for marriage. And we know that marriage is a unity, and we always pray, Lord, let it be one mind and let us walk together that we may agree. Because if you don't have, agreement within the spirit, the spouse, amen, praise God, that life would not be easy and it would be hard because you have one pulling one way and another pulling the other way. But today I want to use the scripture the way God has given it to me is to walk together except they be agreed. one mind, one vision, and the same authority. Amen. Praise God. And I thank God because I kept hearing this scripture over and over and over again. And I began to study and do a little bit on it, praise God. And I want to bring what God given me about using your words. We have to use our words in a way where you are coming in agreement with the Lord. When I think about can two walk together, it's that they agreed. I want to talk about the power of God's word and about being in agreement with God's word, okay? Being in agreement, because a lot of times we read the word, but we don't come in agreement with the word of the Lord. And God says, use your words, use your words, use your words. This is a season, amen, believe it or not, in the midst of the pandemic, you know, and the song says he keep on blessing me, praise God. And in the midst of the pandemic, things are happening. God is moving in our lives, and he's trying to get us to a point where we come in agreement with the word of the Lord. Have you ever read the word of the Lord and all of a sudden, praise God, you get a quickening in your spirit, enlightenment in your spirit, praise God, hallelujah, that God brings something to your attention, amen, that he wants to talk to you about. So therefore, God says, use your words, and we have to use our word wisely, amen, of what we speak and the things that we hear and the things that we see, amen, praise God. So I want to, and even the people that we are around, praise God, we have to make sure, amen, that we do come in agreement, because it's a hard thing if somebody's speaking negative and you are a positive person, and it's hard to be around a very negative and a doubting Thomas, amen, praise God, because it's hard that way. Why? Because you're not in agreement with nothing that they're saying and nothing that they're doing. So God, in echo, yes, Holy Spirit, God will put us around people that, you know, on the same mind, have the same vision and can do and activate the same authority that God wants us to have. And I feel a teaching in my spirit this morning, praise God, hallelujah, of the power of agreement. And this is what God wants us to magnify in our lives in this time. And I want to talk about God's word and our words. Amen. And the Bible says in Mark 7:26-29, Jesus told a woman, "For this saying, go thy way, the devil is going out of your daughter." Now listen to this, amen, praise God. Jesus told a woman, "For this saying, go thy way, the devil is going out of your daughter." The words of her mouth was instrumental to her receiving a blessing. How many times have God told us to go to the word? See, the word was with them at the time, but the word is with us still yet today. If we open the Bible is full of God's word. So therefore, we have to make sure that the word of the Lord become active in our lives and begin to shift us in the way that God wants us to go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So somebody say, use your words, use your words, use your words. Jesus said in John 14:23, "If a man loves me, he will keep my word." Now, what is this saying to you? Praise God. Hallelujah. He told in John, he spoke a word. He said, if you love me, you will keep my word. Is God talking to us today? Praise God. The same word that he spoke, because he would not leave us a word, amen, and not manifest that what he is speaking. So he said to them, amen, if you love me, amen, come on, somebody, you will keep my word. You will keep my commandments. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let the word come alive in your life. We have to speak life. Amen. Praise God. In the midst of all that is going on. And so when God began to speak and tell me, use your words, use your words. What do you need me to do? Use your words, use your words. Amen. But make sure that you use your word wisely. Come on, somebody. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who will give to him liberally and upbraid it not. Meaning that God wants to give us the wisdom. Come on, somebody. He wants to bless us, but we have to use our words as he is standing right there with you. Come on, somebody. So here, if you read in the beginning, go to John 1, praise God, hallelujah. The Bible says in John 1, 1 through 5, praise God, I'm going to read it. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Come on. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Come on with me, y'all. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Come on. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Come on, I'm going somewhere this morning. Hallelujah. So here it says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Here in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same, come on, I'm going somewhere this morning. I want us to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to us this morning, because we're going to activate, come on, my God, I give you glory. We're going to activate more grace in God to be able to use our words and use it with power and authority. You have to get that Bible. You have to get up sometimes. You have to read God's word back to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What did God speak over your life? Amen, God. How can two walk together except they be agreed? Amen. All things were made by him, and without him was nothing made that was made. All things were created by the word of God. Is that right, y'all? Everything was created by God. The word of God have created power, and the same power, you know, God says, amen, I hear you, Holy Ghost, that when he went, he died on the third day. He rose with all power in his hand. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. But he also said in the word of the Lord that it's expedient for I go to the Father that I may send back the Comforter to you, that I may send back the power to you. Right now we walk in power, but the power that sometimes we don't even exercise because we don't know the power that we possess. Oh, somebody say hallelujah right there, praise God, because you have power to speak a thing. Oh, my Shanda, and it will come alive in your life, praise God, hallelujah. How do I know, praise God? Because I pray the word of the Lord. You have to pray the word of the Lord, amen. You have to pray the wisdom of God, amen, praise God. Not your will, but the will of the Father, that it may manifest, that it will hit the target, that it will come alive, praise God, and you will see the glory of God. How can two walk together except they be agreed? Now, come on, y'all. The word of God is creative power. We find here that God's word is a much of a part of God as God is a part of his word. God and his word cannot be separated. Come on. They cannot be separated. They have to walk together. They work together. Come on. Come on. Come on. They work together. God has power to create. So does his word. The Bible says in a chapter in Genesis, and I can't read all of it, but praise God. I want you to read it. Genesis, the first chapter, we all know, amen, we find God creating by saying. At least 9 times you will find the phrase, and God said. Come on, somebody. You will also find at least 5 times in the sentence, and it was so. I really like God, and God said, and it was so. There is also another phrase that is repeated, it was good. God, come on, somebody, you got to put all this together. And God says, and it was so, and it was good. And the chapter ends by saying, behold, it was very good. Now, when you read it, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, you find God creating the world, okay? He's creating everything in the world. Now, when he spoke you, come on, I'm going to put it in layman's terms. When he spoke you, praise God, come on, somebody, hallelujah, because a lot of times, even us, we are not pleased with us, amen, praise God. But the Bible says, amen, hamashanda, and God said, and it was so, and it was good. So when he even made you, he thought that it was good, amen, praise God. In his mind, he said it was good, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. So if he created you, he created the world, he put his word in our mouth, what are we creating? What are we creating? The chapter ends by saying, behold, it was good. I said all this to make a point. Come on, somebody. God can create by his word. God and his word are united. You can lean on God's word just the same as you lean on him. Come on. You can rest in his promises of God the same as you can rest in the bosom of God. Oh, come on, somebody. We can act on the written word of God as if he had just spoken it to us. Now, when you read the word, have you thought that God, yes, Holy Ghost, a lot of times we've been through so much, yes, Holy Ghost, we've been through so much, we done heard so much, we done believed so much, yes, Holy Ghost, but then there comes a time, amen, that we're just reading the word by ritual because we're not activating, putting the word on the inside. He said, thy word that I've hid in my heart, that I will not sin against you. Come on, somebody, yes, Holy Spirit, but the word has to come alive, and it has to walk with you. It has to talk with you. It has to speak to you. It has to activate with, come on, somebody, yes, Holy Spirit. It has to come alive in your life, praise God, yes, God. Everything that God gave you, whether it be a vision, whether it be a dream, whether he spoke it to you, make the word come alive in your life, praise God, because without the word, the Bible says, amen, he was the light of the world, and the light shine of in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. What is the darkness that's blocking out the light from shining, praise God, to activate in your life, praise God? We have to find out where is the darkness coming from, that we stop believing, that we stop trusting. Come on, somebody, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. There's a word, that's a word that God has given you, that he's telling you today. How can we walk together except we be agreed? We have to agree on everything. Amen. Praise God. God, I'm not going to walk with you. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. If you're not agreeing with what he is saying over your life, have he said it? Come on, somebody. You got to know that God is speaking to you. You got to know, praise God, when the word is talking to you. You got to walk the word, talk the word, speak the word over somebody else's life as well. Oh, yes, God. Huh, yes, Holy Spirit. We thank God. Amen. We can act on the written word of God as if being spoken in to us. By that, I mean if I need finances, come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. If I need finances, I could take Philippians, for example, Philippians 4:19 into my heart as if the Lord said it to me. Praise God. What is Philippians 4:19? Hallelujah. And my God, come on, and my God shall apply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That is my word. Use your words, y'all. Use your words. Use your words. Use our words. And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That is using the word of the Lord, allowing the word to come alive in your life. It has to take residence in your heart that it can birth something new. Is it birthing new things in your life? Have you seen God do things in your life that you're saying, yes, God, hallelujah, glory to God. It was nobody but you, God, because I allowed the word to make progress in my life. Amen. Praise God. Somebody shout, use your words, use your words. Use your words. Come on, come on. Use your words. Oh, God, I give you glory. Hallelujah. Somebody say, use your words. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Use the word wisely. God wants to bless you. He wants the word to come alive. Amen. The same mind, the same vision, the same authority in the midst of all that is going on. God, word from the world, y'all. Come on. The word of the Lord, it made the world, as me and my husband was looking at the glory of God yesterday, the waters, the sunset, the birds, and all the things around that, praise God, God spoke a word, and it came into existence. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, as I begin to glaze out into the world yesterday, praise God, the word came alive in my life. He said, use your words. How can two walk together except they be agreed? Amen. Praise God. So today, from today, from today, praise God, use your words. What do you need God to do? Write it down. Speak the word. Go to scripture. Speak the word. Oh, come on, move in the things of God. God wants to bless you. Praise God. The word is already formed in your life. Praise God. You just got to walk it out, believe it, that God has already done it, that it's already happening, that your house is already there, that your new car is already there. Come on, God. God, I thank you, Lord. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit, your ministry is already there. Your finances is already grown. Come on, somebody. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit, your children are already blessed. Your spouse is already blessed. Speak the word. Speak the word. Make the word come alive and watch God, because God says, I've never seen so much a greater faith than this. Praise God. You want him to say the same thing for you. Praise God. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. The centurion said to God, I hear you, God. You're taking me to scriptures, God. You're taking me to the word, Lord. Yes, Holy Spirit. He said, glory to God. Jesus turned around and said, I never saw so much a greater faith than this. Amen. You said, speak the word and it shall be done. This is what God wants us from us to apply. Yes, Holy Spirit. God wants the same thing from us. We have to speak the word over our lives. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, amen. Hold on, hold on, hold on. I have a song for you, praise God, and I will be right back, because we're going to speak the word. Use your words, y'all. Use your words.
Yourself sometimes. How many people are encouraged tonight?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody, praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Mount Carmel International Radio, praise God, MCI Ministry Radio. We thank and praise God for you joining us on today. These are our announcements. On Monday night, Your Fix at 6 will be on with no other than the one and only Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil at 6 p.m. Be prompt, y'all. God has a word for you. On Wednesday morning at 6 a.m., amen, praise God, no other than the one and only Dr. Carolyn McNeil will be on for the Hour of Power and Praise. Join her for morning glory service. She will be prompt, and I bet you that you will have a blessed time in the Lord for the Hour of Power and Praise. And don't forget Fresh Fire Friday. The blowing of the shofar, and also, y'all, praise God. We have praise and worship and glory to God and all kinds of different things that Pastor Keeping It Real comes up with. Praise God. It's just been such a blessing to get a refreshing from the Lord. We thank you for just joining us on that day. Praise God. Friday at 7 p.m., he will be on. Be prompt, y'all, because you don't want to miss the blowing of the shofar. Hallelujah. And we thank God. If you want to be a blessing to the ministry, you may do so. Our Cash App is $Anointed222. That's $Anointed. That's A-N-O-I-N-T-E-D 222. You don't want to miss the time and what God is doing. So be a blessing and sow into the ministry. We can use your help for furthering the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, y'all. Let us bless the kingdom of God. And we thank you. But don't forget, y'all, we are in celebration. I know that, glory to God, it is a time of celebration. And don't forget to say happy, happy birthday to the man of God. Hallelujah. Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil, birthday is on Tuesday, y'all. Just give him a shout out. Praise God. Give him a text. Praise God. And we thank you for it. God bless you all. God bless you all. Guess what? Jesus loves you, and so do we.
Praise God. Hallelujah. With that being said, we bless God for what he is doing, what he is saying, and what he is speaking, y'all. Come on, come on, come on. Come on with me, y'all. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Praise God. Now, listen, y'all. Listen. How can two walk together except they be agreed? I want you to put that in your spirit today. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says, amen, in Matthew 8:17, praise God. Hallelujah. If I need healing, I can go to Matthew 8:17. Let the word come alive in our lives, y'all. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness into my heart as though God spoke it to me. Come on. Somebody say, God, speak to me. Praise God, through your word, Lord. Speak to me, God, through my dreams, God. Speak to me in my spirit, Lord. You got to speak it, y'all. Speak it. What do you want God to do for you today? Speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word. Let the word come alive. God's word has not lost its creative power, y'all. It is still so. It is still very good. Amen. Praise God. Today, it has not lost its creative power. I want you to get that in your spirit. It is you and I who have lost the power. Come on, when we don't believe the word, and it's us that lose something because we allow the enemy to snatch the word from us. When the word comes to us, amen, and then all of a sudden things happen in our lives, and and we allow the enemy to snatch it. Don't allow the enemy to snatch it. Guard your heart with all diligence. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. God said in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish. Come on, somebody, say, it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper. It shall prosper in the things whereunto I sent it. Let the word come alive, y'all. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. Speak the word. Use your word. Jeremiah 1:12, amen. Then said the Lord unto me, put your name there. Then the Lord said unto me, thou hast well seen, for I have hastened my word to perform it. I put urgency on my word. I put speed on my word. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. What it is you talking to God about? The Bible says, Jeremiah, I love it. I love it. I love it. Then said the Lord unto me, Carolyn, come on. What did God say unto you? Thou hast well seen. Are you seeing properly? Amen. And praise God, for I have hasted my word to perform it, to place ourselves in the center of God's word. It is to place ourselves in the center of his protection. Come on. The Bible says when Abraham believed God promised for a son, he was launching out by faith into the realm of the impossible. Launch out into the realm of the impossible. It's going to take you to have faith in God, the faith in his word, the faith in his promises in order for the word to come alive in your life. Come on, I'm going to tell you, I don't know what else to say. Praise God. Work the word that it, you have to get this word so much in you that you be the walking word and you begin to start speaking things in existence. You know, I was telling my husband, amen, praise God, that when I'm at the hospital and I see all these sick people in the beds, praise God, and I said, Lord, I know what you said over my life, and I keep saying it because I know what God said over my life. I have put healing power in you to heal the sick, to raise the dead. I had to make that word come alive, that when I go to pray, it's not me that's praying, but it's the Spirit that's praying through me, that God will bless his people according to his will and his purpose. Amen. Praise God. My husband said you have to get to the point when you do go to the morgue and God tell you to lay hands or just speak a word over them, they get up. Come on, somebody. We got to make sure that we are activating the word that God put in us. Don't let God speak over your word and allow the word to, oh yes, Holy Ghost, to be dormant in your life. Praise God. Use the words. Walk in the word. Walk in the promises of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, I thank you. We have to walk into the realm of the impossible. He's taken hold of God's word. Come on. Take hold. Abraham took hold of God's word for something that was beyond the reach of the carnal reasoning. And that's what God is saying, praise God. It's not us that's going to do it. We are still yet carnal sometimes, praise God. It's going to take the Spirit of the living God to activate some things in our lives that we will walk the word out, praise God, that we will speak the word. That's why I tell people, praise God, I don't have to be by your bedside for you to get healed. I can speak the word and you believe and you believe and you believe it. Praise God. Hamashanda. Glory to God. God put something on the inside of us that when we speak the word, it should be activated. You got to believe. I don't have to be there, but I can speak the word over your life. Be thy healed in the name of Jesus. Rise up in the name of Jesus. Come up in the name of Jesus. You are healed in the name of Jesus. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. You shall rise. You shall be uplifted. I can speak the word. I'm just not here doing a radio show. Praise God. I'm not in my carnal self. I'm in the realm of the Spirit. I'm in God's Spirit. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. So God can use us to, and we done got so used to people praying for us.
amen, and so forth. People done prayed, and they're getting so, how would I say it? Praise God. God, how would I say it? We get so familiar with prayer that we don't think that the heavens are activating and pulling down what we need, because we don't even believe sometimes the people that pray for us. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. When somebody prays, they should be no longer themselves. They should be in the realm of the impossible, pulling down some stuff, breaking some stuff, pulling you out of some stuff. Praise God. This is where God wants us at, the realm of the impossible. Come on, my God, I give you glory today. Yes, Holy Ghost, the realm of the impossible. Somebody say, go there to the realm of the impossible. We have to walk by faith and not by sight. He was taking hold of God's word for something that was beyond the reach of the carnal reason. Can I tell you something? Praise God. If you can only believe the incurable disease and whatever thing that you're going through, the incidents, amen, praise God, when things are before you, praise God, it seems to be the master of all subjects and of the dominion of God's word. Amen. We have to take the word, God's word. God's word holds power. It holds weight. Praise God. The glory of God, the wisdom of God, the love of God. Come on, somebody. The word of God and of his name, Jesus. Everything has to bow at the name of Jesus. Everything has to come subject to the name of Jesus. Even the enemy has to come subject to the name of Jesus. Sometimes we have to ask ourselves, why? So why do we fail and suffer? What? Why do things happen like that? Many times we fail or are defeated because we don't cause our words to match up with God's words. How can two walk together except they be agreed? We have to agree with God. Come on. We have to walk with God. The Bible says, can two walk together? Come on. Except they be agreed. Put the words together to always talk failure when God has promised success is the same as speaking unbelief in God's ability to perform his word. Sometimes actions speak louder than words. Words and actions should agree. In the beginning, God called things that were not into being, and they leaped into existence. The Bible says in Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is quick and powerful, alive and full of power. Come on, my God, I give you glory. I just want to tell you today that God's words have power to loose you from the prisons of Satan and what he has hold on you. Praise God. You have to speak to God's word. When the enemy speaks something negative, you speak something positive. Glory to God. When Jonah was in the belly of the whale, the Bible says the Lord spoke unto the fish, and look what happened, and it vomited out Jonah upon dry ground. In Jonah 2:10, he spoke the word. When God spoke that the fish had to turn Jonah loose, and come on, somebody, it had to turn him loose. And John 11, Lazarus was dead. The tomb had his body, and death had his spirit. But when Jesus spoke, death and the grave had to release Lazarus. Come on, we have to get into the word of the Lord. The Bible says, amen, in Matthew 8:27 says, even the wind and the sea obey him. Come on, what is God telling us today? Praise God. What is he saying to us? Come in agreement with my word. Use your words. And when I was sitting here listening to the song, I heard the Holy Spirit, so I wrote it down. He spoke something. He said, believe what God says about you. Believe what God says about, not what men say about you. What is God saying about you? When God gave me that, I had to write it down. Believe what God says about you. Amen. Praise God. A lot of times we got from our mother's house and our daddy's house, amen, that you will never be nothing. You will never mount nothing. I've been told that many times. Praise God. You ain't going to never prosper. But the devil is a lie. We cut that thing to the root today in the name of Jesus, because those were curses that's spoken over our lives, and we cut it to the root. the root. We ask God to sever that word, praise God, and then you walk in your full destiny. Why? Because it was a word that was spoken in a negative, so you got to turn that word around. See, when God saved us, amen, he causes us, amen, to come alive in him, praise God, that we can speak over our lives and we can speak over our destiny, because some things were spoken over our lives was not of God. And so now today, praise God, what is God saying about me? That's what I speak over my life, praise God. You gonna never tell me again that I would never amount to nothing, that I would never be nothing, that God would never use me. Come on, somebody. God can't use you like that. The devil is a liar. Come on, somebody. Use your words. Use your power. Cut it down. Come on, somebody. You got to pray that thing out your life, praise God. Go back to your third and fourth generation, praise God. Cut the cords, amen, praise God, that you shall prosper. I shall be blessed. That's what God said about me. God said, I shall be the head and not the tail, the lender and not the bar. Come on, somebody. God said, I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed coming out. Come on, somebody. Praise God. He said, I will pour more in your basket. Praise God. This is the word of the Lord. He said, I'll give you land that you never till. And you activating the word in your life. Oh, come on, y'all. Come on. Come on with me today. Matthew talked about Jesus when he, even the winds and the sea obey him. Proverbs 4:22 tells us that his words are life, and to all that find them are health to all their flesh. Amen. Praise God. That's what the word says. God's word is alive and powerful, and is sent to heal us and to save us. Amen. Whatever you are facing, God promised are more powerful than your circumstances. We must begin to get our words in line with God's words. We must get in agreement with what God says, regardless of what reason says or what the world says. God's word will carry us through, praise God. I'm going to close with this, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. John 1, verses 14, praise God. What did he say? And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of truth, grace and truth. When I thought about it, praise God, and I begin to read, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, the word became flesh. Come on, I want you to talk to me today and dwelt among us. Come on, I'm talking to you. Listen to what God is saying. The word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace. Come on, he beheld the glory. Come on, beheld. He observed. He looked at. He see. He glazed upon. He viewed. He watched. He discerned the glory of God. The glory of God still speaks to us today. Praise God. God wants to bless us, but he wants us to walk in the fullness of what he has given us. We got to make sure, praise God, from this day forward, praise God, that we will begin to read the word more. We begin to act. Activate them more. Come on, somebody. It's time to give God the glory. God wants to bless us. He wants us, amen, praise God. What you going to do today with the word? Are you going to use the word today? Glory to God, glory to God, because God is using his word in our lives, amen, praise God. But now he has given us the ability, yes, Holy Spirit, the authority in the realm of the spirit, the realm of the impossibility to pull down things. Oh, come on. When you pray, do you believe that God has done it? Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, God, I thank you, Lord. Believe in what he said. If he come in agreement with you through the spirit of you, praise God, because sometimes we can pray, and then we get up, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, and we come in agreement with God, come in agreement with Jesus, come in agreement with the Holy Ghost, that everything is going to be all right when I get up off this floor, praise God. That is me working the word in my life, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Whatever you pray, believe that when you pray that you receive it in the name of Jesus. I hear you, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Pray yourself out of darkness. Pray yourself out of bondage. Pray yourself out of lack. Pray yourself out of poverty. Pray yourself out of pain. Pray yourself out of disaster. Pray yourself, amen, praise God, out of those things. Reset your life, praise God, the way God wanted to be reset, praise God, on today. Take dominion, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, out of darkness into the great miracles of God. Pull it down today. Pull it down today. Pull it down. Use your words, y'all. My God, I give you glory today. With that being said, I pray that God has blessed you on today. Praise God. But I was surely, I am truly blessed. Amen. Praise God. I have watched God do miracles after miracles after miracles. Pray yourself out of debt. Come on, somebody. Ask God, how can I do this, Lord? Ask God and he will show you how, and then he will help you. And when God bring us out, don't go back. Don't go back into the things of the darkness, praise God. He is trying to pull you out of some things. He's trying to give you the best life. Everybody shout now, I'm living my best life. It's my winning season. Okay, well, make it active in your life. If that's how you're going to do it, praise God, it's just my winning season. Yes, this is my winning season. I'm blessed coming in and I'm blessed going out, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God says what he wants me to have, I shall have. I'm going to speak over myself. I'm going to encourage myself. I'm talking to you, and you too, praise God. It's no more time for living defeated life. We are going to live in the glory realm of the Lord. We're going to pick up the mantle that God has given us, and we're going to work the vision that God has given us. How can we walk together except we be agreed with the Lord? The Lord wants to bless us. He wants to keep us. He wants us to have a sound mind. Oh, come on, somebody. Not that thing, praise God, that every time, praise God, every time the wind blows, we don't know where we're going, praise God. It blows us, amen, to the left. It blows us to the right. When are we going to stand for Jesus? Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. What is God saying to you about your life today? Come on, my God. I give you glory. He wants you to believe in yourself. Believe in you. Believe in you. If you don't do nothing else, believe in what God said about you. Praise God. Hi, my standard. Oh, God, we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. God, we give you glory. Somebody say, it is my winning season. Come on, y'all better give me glory. Give God the 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 glory. Because he wants to bless us today. Huh, my son? Father, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for all that's on here today. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your sovereignty, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, because you said, how can two walk together except they be agreed, Lord? God, we agree with you, Father God, from the rim. That third realm, God, where man cannot go, Father God, where the enemy cannot even ask. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, where the enemy cannot go, Father God. We pull down our blessing today. Come on, let's pull it down. Let's pull it down. Let's pull it down. We pull down our blessing. What do you want God to do for you to pull it down today? Pull it down. Pull it down. Speak life over yourself. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, God. We pull down, God, our blessings today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We call it forth, God, in the name of Jesus. My God, I give you glory. God, we ask, God, that you move by your Holy Spirit in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, wherever our feet are tread, Father God, it shall be blessed and favor, God, on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we speak over ourselves, God. We encourage ourselves in the Lord, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, knowing that it was good at the end, you said it was good, God. We thank you, Lord, that we're going to live our best life, God, from this day forward, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way, Father God, in our houses, God. Oh, God, in our ministry, God, in our finances, God, in our spouse's life, God, our children's life, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. In our ministry, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give us a clean bill of help, God, today, God. Let the anointing, 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 my son, not yet an aboshaya. Oh, God, break yokes, God, today of infirmity, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, loose us from the chains of the enemy right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray, God, let this mind be in us, God, which is also in Christ Jesus. Oh, Father God, let us walk the word, God. Let us talk the word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, order our steps on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, God. We give you glory, God, today, Lord God. Oh, God, let us see through your eyes today, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, where the ears are stopped up, God, open up the ears. Open up the ears, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. And we say thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do today. Oh, God, as we command our day to line up with your will today, Lord, dear, God. Lead us and direct us, God. Oh, God, to all truth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mama, wherever you're sick at, wherever you need God to touch, oh, lay your hands on it right now. I speak, break the yokes right now, God. Break the yokes right now, God. Break every yoke right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I call forth the financial miracles right now in the name of Jesus. I call them forth for you. Let them come from the north, south, east, and west, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the wind of change, let the wind of change, let the wind of change take place in our lives, God. Oh God, blow, 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 God. Blow, God, blow, God, the wind, God. That's going to send forth our blessings, oh God. Let nothing be held up, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, this is our winning season, and we thank you, Father, for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, oh God, we thank you, Lord. Now, unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let us say amen and amen and amen. My God, I give you glory. I got a song, I got a song, I got a song, amen. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. It is your winning season. It is your winning season. It is your winning season. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. And don't forget, amen, show up on Friday, praise God, at 7 p.m. for the blowing of the shofar. For yes, God is blowing. God is blowing. God is blowing your miracles into your homes. In Jesus' name, amen.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will
told me, he said, anybody can fight, but the question is, can you win? I came to tell somebody up in here tonight that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season, and it's called a champion. You ought to open up your mouth and shout, I am a champion. Everything attached to you wins. I said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them everything attached to you wins? Come on, let's just tell them everything attached to you wins. And just tell them, say, it's your winning seed.
It's your winning seed.
It's your winning seed.
It's your winning seed.
You've got God to carry you. You've got God to carry you. That's what he's going to do tonight. But you can't afford to lose again. You can't afford to lose again. Oh, it's your winning season. Last time, everything attached to me wins. This is what I need you to do, because I realize that you can't say you are a winner but look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stay at your rope, tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't break.